Dr. Mejia, the general for the patient, Maria Santisteban, S-A-N-T-I-S-T-E-V-A-N, medical records 127622, the number 29-1968. Referring physician, Dr. Susan Morse, M-O-R-S-E, procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, date of the procedure, July 8, 2022, indication screening for colon cancer, GERD, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, number 2, fair preparation, number 3, 2 colon polyps removed, next number, myogastritis, next number, otherwise normal EGD, paraparagraph deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, CECON for the colonoscopy, complication non-immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was fair, paraparagraph upper procedure, as per double temps of paraparagraph findings, otopharynx appear normal, paraparagraph esophagus appear normal. Paired biopsies taken from distal esophagus without eosinophilic esophagitis, paired paragraph. Stomach, there's mild disease, fascia retinae, antrum, body biopsies taken from large pylori, paired paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, paired paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, paired in the rectum, there's a diminutive pole about 2 to 3 millimeters, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, paired paragraph. In the sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive pole about 2 to 3 millimeters, paired, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, paired paragraph. Sigmoid descending colon otherwise appear normal, pure paragraph. Spleen flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinical. Next number, anterior inflammation. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.